Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steelers are 2-0 and atop the AFC North standings and with a two-game lead because of the Kansas City Chiefs, who have beaten the Ravens and Bengals to start the year. And then, oh, Baltimore. Minshew mania came to town yesterday and knocked off the Ravens. And so there you have it. Steelers up 2. On them, up 1 on the Browns, and a 13-6 winner yesterday. And so the question today will be, how do we feel about the Steelers through 2 weeks, having produced only one offensive touchdown? They had 16 passing yards in the second half. They had one first down that was not the result of a penalty. And the scoreboard looks like this offensively through 2 weeks. Last year, Matt Canada's Steelers offense had produced 2 touchdowns through 2 games, and this one only 1. And yet, I'm not as troubled by it. I'm not even really in a pissy mood or bad mood about it whatsoever, Chris.
Donnie,
tell us why.
I'm fine. Well, I think it's because they look like they have the potential to be much better. Woulda, coulda, shouldas, but...
So the ceiling is higher than it was, to your perception, than it ever was with Kenny.
Yeah, they didn't look... They were not good in the second half. The game itself was unwatchable in the second half yesterday.
Unless you love the Zebras, in which case, man, they were getting... Cleet Lakeman, baby!
Mike Tomlin played the game that was in front of him yesterday.
Do you think he was mad yesterday? Do you think he was less than thrilled with the fact that his offense only scored 13 or that his defense actually gave up 6? Because I'm not positive that it's the former.
No, I think it is the former because of all the penalties and all the self-inflicted pain that they caused themselves. They should have been up
21-0 or 17-0 at the half. That's pretty clear.
Yes.
They had a touchdown wiped off the board by a play that Steratore said was a bad call.
And then Broderick Jones,
the ball is on the 6-yard line or 5-yard line, first and goal.
At the very least, you're getting 3 points.
So they should have had 17 or 21-0 at the half, and that game then becomes a damn near a running clock situation with the offense they were playing.
And it pretty much was even...
Even at 13-0, it felt completely out of reach.
The game's over, yeah.
Colin Cowherd might want to, by the way, drop Sean Payton a little farther down in his coach rankings.
And so... When all you need to do is win the game, is not screw it up offensively in the last 30 minutes. And as long as there's not a turnover or a play where Denver makes some special teams miracle, you're going to win. I can't get mad at them. It's not as ugly as it was through 2 weeks last year.
But last year you would have actually had, I think, an excuse last year. You were playing in week one. Now, only I realized this at the time. The rest of you, I think, were high on hopium. But they were going against a buzzsaw in week one in the form of the Niners, NFC champion.
Yep.
And then in week two, if you want to say their offense looked bad other than one lightning strike play to Pickens.
And it did.
You could rationalize that by saying that for the first, 9 games or 10 games last year, the Browns had an historically great defense.
They finished with the number one, total defense in the NFL.
Until they played the Colts midseason, they were literally suffocating almost every team they played, including the Niners of all teams. So, you had reason to think it would get better because you had just played 2 ridiculous defenses.
So then do you actually feel worse about this offense?
No, my default thing here that I come back to when I wrote out my thoughts on this game ends up looking or sounding a lot similar to yours. It does feel for me a lot like the last 2 years, and the difference is only this. There is an unknown quantity there with Fields. You have it's obvious that he's capable of more stuff than Pickett ever would have been athletically, physically on the field. Kenny can't make the throw to Pickens. There's just he does not have that in his arsenal. Most quarterbacks don't. Brock Purdy, to bring up one of your favorites, cannot make that throw. Mayfield is one of the few guys in this division we've seen who's made throws like that. So that's a laser that the other guy just can't do or couldn't do. The throw to Freiermuth was like one that gave me hope because it's a Justin Fields on-the-move touch throw, like a pretty high degree of difficulty play. We know his legs give them an automatic get-out-of-jail-free card on plays where there's an unblocked pass rusher coming from his right, and he just simply tucks the ball and outruns him for like 15 yards. All of that makes me feel like, okay, there is more here to be mined potentially. But that's where it stops for me. Because ultimately the results are you've scored 31 points in two games, and in the last 30 minutes of that game, I was just begging for it to end. Did anybody of the three of us, we all love watching football, did anybody like watching that game after halftime?
No, it felt like work. It really did. It did feel like it was...
I wanted to turn on YouTube TV and throw on the DirecTV for the late games. I really did. That's how bad it was. I wanted to just put on like a tri-box or quad-box or whatever I had available to me at that time and just say, I'll watch the rest of this later when the kids are in bed.
But they knew that Denver couldn't score against their defense. So the offense was tasked with not scoring points, just not losing the game. They went into a prevent offense in the game.
I understand that. They did. I guess my thing is, though, whenever we're talking about these games, there's always... I think we're trying to serve two masters in this job. When we're trying to entertain, obviously, but then when we're trying to analyze it on a Monday morning, it is, at least for me, it's how did they look and how do you evaluate that game on its own? Just, hey, we are reacting to what we all saw, right? In the immediate sense. Was Broderick Jones good? No, he stunk. More on that later. And then you're also looking at it, everything from the game, and you're trying to project it out. What does it mean in the big picture? And the big picture is still very cloudy when it comes to this team's offense. Major upgrade at coordinator, because anybody was going to be a major upgrade over Matt Canada. Major upgrade athletically at quarterback over Kenny Pickett and Fields. And major upgrade, too, in Russell Wilson. We just haven't seen him. But anybody that can confidently say to you or confidently says to you, ooh, I've seen things through 2 weeks that make me feel really good about the long-term future here, is lying. Because there isn't anything you've seen that actually should make you feel like that. Ultimately, an unbelievable throw to George Pickens never happened because it got wiped out. One touchdown.
Yeah, but we all saw what that throw and catch looked like, even if it was brought back by a penalty. And when you see that ability from the quarterback paired with the athleticism of Pickens, you think you have something there. At least I do.
I want to believe I do, but
so why can't you? Because
for the first 30 minutes of this game, they looked like a bunch of ass kickers. The last 30 minutes, it just...
But I think that was by design.
I know, but the coach is getting... I guess that's my point. I think the coach is going to get in their way. Because I wonder when he'll decide, like, if he'll realize early enough that they're not going to be able to do this every single week.
But I don't want to criticize him for using a game plan against Denver that was good enough to beat them, and making the mistake of criticizing him for a hypothetical game plan for a game against the Chargers next week or the Chiefs on Christmas. When we get to that bridge, if it does look this way, then I will rip him for it.
Well, I think we're going to get to... I think that bridge is coming up right now, because that's a team coming up next week that has a very good offensive line, that has J.K. Dobbins running wild like it's Hulkamania, and is coached by, in my opinion, a better coach.
But what would we be saying today if they did throw the ball a bunch in the second half and there were turnovers and stupid things like that happened, and God forbid they lost the game because of it? I know what I would be saying. I would be saying this is one of these classic Tomlin games where they had a game won and they got too cute, or they got willy-nilly and they lost.
So, I just don't feel all that in... I watched what I felt like was one of the worst offenses and worst quarterbacks in the league yesterday, this side of Bryce Young, honestly. And so while I am pleased that the score was nowhere near indicative of how much they dominated the first three quarters of that game defensively, and really the first half in all facets, like, I can't be that excited because it was still a one-possession game.
I'm not asking you to be that excited. All I'm saying is, did you think there was any way the Steelers were going to lose the game at halftime when they were up 10-0?
No.
Me neither. How would you critique, or how would you assess their first half offensive performance?
I would give it probably an AA-.
Yeah.
So no, I would give it an A-minus because of the penalties, but the field stuff, that was all very good.
So that's why I'm not going to take out a fine-tooth comb for this performance. They did what they had to do in the first half. It's like a high school game where that Donnie's working, where the starters go out there in the first half, they blitz a team, they score a bunch of points, and they have a running clock in the second half. They did what they had to do in the first 30 minutes. The second, if you just watch the second half of the game, I could understand where you're like, oh my God, what is this? This is worse than the Matt Canada offense. They did what they needed to do in the first 30 minutes. And so I have a hard time lumping in their overall offensive performance and saying it's the same old, the coordinator changed, the quarterback changes, but the production from the offense is the same. The numbers say that it is, but my eyes tell me it's better. They won third down last week. Fields picked up big plays, made big plays both with his arm and his legs. Yeah, they resulted in field goals instead of touchdowns. Not perfect, not even really that good. And then this week they had an amazing job in the first half, and they knew who they were playing.
Well, that's that last part. You say that's bully on them. They didn't hand the game to a team that didn't deserve to have it handed to them. I think business picks up, even if the Chargers are not like a big-time contender yet, business picks up this week. We'll see how good they are.
I mean, the last time they were in Denver, they lost this game.
I'm aware. The fact that they were so inept, though, in the second half that it even got to the point where it was technically a one-score game.
Never felt like it to me. I mean,
it didn't feel like that to Sean Payton, apparently, who coached the game like he was down 40 because he just kicked off deep with one timeout left under the two-minute warning.
He was down 13 to nothing in the fourth quarter, and he kicked a field goal to make it a 10-point game. I mean,
I want to make sure I get one take out there, and that's Sean Payton. Man, he should tithe money to Drew Brees. That guy's stealing from the Broncos.